I was very pleased. You know, we've been doing things slightly different over the last few weeks, and we've been working harder, and we've been making less mistakes. And so we just wanted to keep that going and make sure that we started to turn things around from what was earlier, you know. And it's not as if we're playing brilliantly yet or anything like that. You know, we can't get carried away. I think it's going to take us 2 or 3 months to be in the sort of form we need to be in. But in the meantime, we've just got to keep scrapping and fighting and trying to pick up some points.
To me, defensively, the return of Staffan Stam and the introduction of Andy Todd has made a real difference. Would you say that's a fair comment?
I think it's a bigger thing than that. I think it's all round. I think if you look at the forwards, the way they close down the opposition, the midfield players close down the opposition, and it gives us a chance to get into shape and make sure that we're a bit more solid than perhaps we were earlier.
So to Barnet, they came here, they've scored a lot of goals but conceded a few, and obviously it was up to you to try and take the initiative today.
Yeah, I thought that we created most of the chances. We probably could have had one or two in the first half, and we just kept at it. You know, it doesn't always come off. You know, you don't always take your chances at this level. So it's important that you keep making more and more chances. You know, higher up, they make a chance, it gets put away. But we have to maybe make twice as many chances to take the amount of chances we need.
Well, Sam Minnall seemed to have a free role just behind Nathan Elder. It took a while for him to grow into that.
I think that we felt that Sam would give us more of a goal threat than we had last week. Whether that happened or not, I don't know. We had quite a few chances, but it took us a little bit longer before we finished it, you know, finished the job. But Sam does give you a goal threat, but at home we felt we needed to have more of a goal threat than we've had in previous weeks.
It looks to me, though, it's an efficient way of playing football. You got those two vital victories against Bradford and Barnet to lift yourselves away from the foot.
Yeah, I don't know how the other results have gone, but it's something that we can't afford to worry about at the moment. You know, if we hadn't won today, we might have ended up bottom of the league, I don't know. But we've just got to keep on focusing on doing the right thing, keep improving, and if it takes us a month or two before we feel that we're firing on all cylinders, then so be it. But in the meantime, we've got to stick at it and work at it and make sure we pick up points along the way. But we don't think by any means that we're over the problem. You know, we're just working on it.
You said when you came in it's going to be a firefight. How close do you feel you are to the side that you really want?
I don't think it's about the side. I don't think it's about the team. I think it's about the way the team react as a team. You know, when we were looking at previous games earlier in the season, when I looked at them, I felt that there was 11 individuals out there trying to play attractive game of football. And, you know, I won't say that we're playing well yet, but we've got 11 working as one. And I think because of that, we're a bit more solid.
Northampton and then Torquay away. That's something to relish, really. A fairly close trip to Northampton, who are struggling too.
But, you know, we don't really look at any team or any match and focus on that. This league is going to be very tight from top to bottom. I went and watched Accrington play Chelmsford yesterday, and for me Accrington were on top all through the game and Chelmsford nicked it, you know, and they're third in the table, Accrington's down near us, so you just don't know. You know, you've just got to make sure that you don't make too many mistakes.